The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. Gather around, gather around, gather around. As the world is burning.
Good start.
World War III. Nancy Pelosi's chiches are going to fly over Taiwan and maybe drop a chiche.
They might save us. That might be what saves us.
That might be like, yeah, that's what's going to save the world.
Maybe the people saw Andrew Schultz's video and were like, you know what? He's right. We need to protect
these
milkers. Which video?
The Tiggo Bitties?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. Shout out to Andrew Schultz. Today's episode is going to be a spicy one, a fiery one. I just want to remind everybody that when I was getting bullied on the internet, and it'd be like 6,000 comments on my Instagram from all the woke, leftist, semi-commie, activists, ignorant, just assuming, I don't care about context, you know, I heard what you said. All those people, and also remember them two little kids from Wichita, they're the ones that they say they got a podcast or whatever, don't nobody listen, don't nobody tune in, you ain't got no ratings. They're the ones that went and picked apart little clips and made a little compilation, right?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's where a lot of this all started. I just want everybody to note that I never, ever, not once, at all, zero, not even 0.1%, apologize, bent to the mob, I didn't kowtow, I didn't fold, all right? So keep that in mind. Not once was I like, hey guys, I'm sorry, didn't mean it, hey, man, you know, context, no, bitch. I said what I said, ho. You're not going to shame me. First of all, y'all don't even know what y'all talking about in terms of like politics to where they can even like debate. They just kind of know little Sean King talking points. Yep. And like, this is stolen land. This is Aztlan, homie, or whatever. We're indigenous. No human is illegal. I don't know what they be saying, but they got real triggered because I was America first, because I didn't want World War III. I didn't want no new wars. I didn't want all this tax and inflation. I didn't want the dollar to collapse. I didn't want, you know what I mean, Russia and China and everybody doing what they doing, punking everybody. We got an illegitimate, corrupt, feckless resident at 1600 Pennsylvania Ave. They are ruining everything. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Today's episode is brought to you by the Legalize Freedom Tour, a.k.a. Bitch Cancel These Nuts Ho Tour, the No Apologies Tour. I'm headed to Phoenix, Arizona. That is the next stop, ladies and gentlemen. As Stand Up Live, I really enjoy doing Phoenix. I wish it was just more than a day.
Yeah.
So next year, Phoenix, you may not see me. All right. So if you want to see me and you want to see this fire material that I'm going to be filming as soon as I'm done with this tour, Phoenix, Arizona, August 17th, downtown, Stand Up Live. It's amazing, bro. We stay at this nice hotel across the street. It's really cool because you just come down like on level two and you come out and there's like these brunch and just restaurant. You get you a little mimosa.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, you can get your little frittata.
Sounds real nice.
A frittata.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Get your little Greek frittata with a little some mimosas.
I don't know if I like the way you're saying that.
Frittatas. Hey, y'all.
That's better.
It's early in the morning, y'all. Y'all behave. San Jose, California, coming back to the Yeah, Rio. Yeah. It's the Bay. We coming August 24th, day after my birthday. Chirac, Chiganistan, Chicago. We coming for you, Chicago. We coming. We coming for your food. We coming for your murder capital, your murder rate. Houston's right behind you. I think we going to pass y'all up. August 31st, Brea, California. September 14th, Oxnard, Califas, the 805. September 15th, Austin, Texas. September 28th, San Antonio, home of Chrome, the 210, the countdown city. September 29th through October 2nd. See, that's a weekend. That's where I could settle in. I was talking to Juan Big Stoner. He came to the show.
That's right.
He came
Shout
to the
out.
Show. Yeah. He came through with some green that had me seeing the curvature.
Oh, you saw the curvature.
I saw the curvature. The curvature revealed itself. The curvature appeared, and it just said, I am.
In the moment?
In the moment. I didn't see it, but I felt it. The curvature was like, hey, bro.
Did you think of the conversations we've been having on the podcast about light and bending and oceans and all this stuff? You finally felt all that?
It just revealed itself. I was like, if you really round, show yourself to me. And Earth just told me. It was like, bitch.
Did you reply back to the Earth?
Nah, I just took it in. I was just like, yo, you know what? My bad, bro. I thought you was flat. I really don't know, but I felt the curvature and I felt the spin of the Earth. So shout out to Juan Big Stoner. Unfortunately, I had to leave some of that weed behind. I couldn't get on the plane with it because I didn't want to be like Brittany Griner and shit out here. I didn't want to be on the cover of Time Magazine like I'm Harriet Tubman.
You don't want to be on cover of Vogue like Zelensky?
The fucking the money launderers of the year. Salt Lake City, October 7th. I'll see you guys at Wise Guys. We just added that one. And then Las Vegas, Nevada. First annual. The Mile Intelligence. First of all, we need some theme music right here. The Mile Intelligence Agency. We might have to make a commercial. The TIA Gathering. Ooh. It's TIA Weekend in Los in Sin City.
And it sounds like strip club music from the radio.
In Sin City.
God, come on. Hey, TIA Weekend.
All the wives and stuff like, I don't like this trip.
Ladies, it's 25 cents. You call, it's all night.
Yeah, bring your wife. You know, we grown around here. We ain't going out there to sin with it. Itinerary is going to come together. Don't worry, Giovanni. We got the itinerary. They just added me to the Vegas trip, the chat room.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, so I'm in there now. They had to kick out Fresco Kicks. Sorry, Fresco. But he did tell motherfuckers, I ain't going. So they were like, okay, well, you don't need to be in the chat room.
That's right.
Addison, Texas. We'll be at the Addison Improv. Damn, I filmed there last time. I wonder if I should film there again. Maybe we should switch it up. November 4th through the 6th. And still working on Houston. Live Nation, if you're listening. Live Nation, if you're listening. Chingo Bling is a free agent in his hometown, in his number one market, Houston, Texas. Live Nation. If anybody knows somebody to work at Live Nation, I ain't had time. Yesterday was my baby's birthday. It's been a lot of birthdays. It's been a lot of running around. But Live Nation, if you're listening. I'm a free agent in H-Town. Let's do something.
I'm gonna cut that out. We'll send it to him.
For sure. And then I got some other random notes in here. Like, go get pick up two tables, two coolers from storage. Pick up your tools. 40 bolillos. Yeah, so don't worry about that. That's some other notes.
How stressful is that to plan a kid's birthday, a one-year-old's birthday?
My wife planned it, but I was a production assistant. It's definitely a production. It's all, I started as a PA. I started as a production assistant. Like, when I moved back to Houston, David, who was my manager, he became my manager around that time. He was fresh out of U of H, and he somehow was tapped into the, which is very impressive if you ask me. If you're like a 19-year-old Mexican-American kid from Houston and you somehow tap into like the film industry and you're just like working production, he was like a production manager. He was like the dude with the clipboard, you know, paying people out, cutting checks, handling the budget, you know, whatever. I'm not an expert on that. But he got me in the door as a production assistant. So now, as, how old am I? 42? I turned 43 this month. As a 42-year-old, I'm still a production assistant. Because my wife is like, go pick up two coolers, stop at the panaderia, get me 5 empanadas de piña, 2 marranitos for the girls, 1 concha, 40 bolillos. Luisa, she made this Monterrey style. All right, so this is how they do it.
Ooh, right. How they do it.
So in America, you have chili dogs, right? You get a hot dog bun, you put the weenie right there, and you put the chili on top, right? In Mexico, they say, fuck your hot dog bun. They get el bolillo, a bolillo bread, right?
Big ass bread.
They get the bolillo, right? You already winning. Now, she makes a chili concoction. The weenie's chopped up in this soupy, sloppy Joe chili made from scratch with chorizo, ground beef. Like, you're watching the chili get made in a big pot. And then, so there is no, you don't put a
hot dog.
You don't put the hot dog in the bolillo.
It's already chopped up.
It's already chopped up. So it's a concoction. And it was a hit at the party. Shout out to everybody.
Are Mexicans the only ones that chop up weenie and put it into everything?
I'm pretty sure some Filipinks and some
Filipinks.
Maybe some blue collar white folk. Maybe, yeah, I'm pretty sure black folk. That's probably chopped up hot dogs is something that unites everybody.
Like, remember, like, weenies and eggs, like scrambling weenies and eggs?
What do you mean, remember? Like,
you did it this morning?
That's today.
You put it in your pan bolillo that you were eating?
It ain't hard to recall what you live in.
Man, I'm going to have to do that again. We don't do that anymore at our household.
Oh, you done made it already, Big Doc.
I got out of the hood.
You out of poverty, Big Doc. You know what I'm saying?
We got some studio upgrades coming. So I moved the camera here temporarily, but we're going to upgrade cameras and upgrade the whole appearance of the studio by now and next week. So look forward to that.
And again, bro, we've got these storage units we have to address. We have storage units we got to go deal with. And
what is that? So it's so funny because we've heard people in the Discord and in the Patreon be like, I've been listening since day one. And they've been hearing about these
bitching
units.
About these storage units.
For now, a year and 7 months. Are you really going to take care of them?
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah. Well, I know you have to.
We have to because that money we're going to save is going to go towards this mortgage and this light bill and all the other bills associated with this property.
And this AC because it's hot as fuck here.
Yeah. Why? Because we just pulled up and I had that bitch on 77 and now you got to crank it down.
You're gonna get to the point where you're going to keep it at 77 at your house, at your current house that you live in. You're just going to live in like a...
Why would I do that?
Because you're saving electricity. You don't mind the heat when you get older. My dad keeps that shit, no joke, 82 in the house.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what do you... I walk in, I'm like, did I just walk back outside from the outside? Like, how is this happening?
Why is it hotter in here than it is outside?
Exactly.
Yeah, this no, está cabrón.
Dude, old people.
Está cabrón. If you want to support the show, if you enjoy the show, hit up patreon.com/... Red Pill Tamales. Shout out to all the agents. Stand back, stand by. You get access to the 24/7 Discord chat server, weekly podcasts, all the premium shit. There's different tiers on there. And a lot of members have switched on over to rockfin.com, rokfin.com/ Red Pill Tamales. I was consuming a lot of Rockfin content yesterday. I was checking out Bryce Mitchell on Eddie Bravo's podcast. I was checking out Eddie Bravo on Sam Tripoli's podcast. Eddie shouted me out. Thank you for the love, Big Doc. Thank you, Sensei. you know what I'm saying? A young white belt appreciates that shit, Big Doc. And but yeah, Rockfin, I heard Eddie describe it as like the Netflix of podcasts where you get access to Jimmy Dore. Jamie Kennedy's over there now.
Word.
A whole bunch of people. So check it out. Keep an open mind. I know some people, they don't like change and shit. But Rockfin, ROKFIN.com. Get the app. You know, play around.
While we're putting house notes out there, also, if you go to YouTube, everybody, and you want the free content that's not on the premium platforms like Patreon and Rockfin, Chingo Bling, obviously you have your YouTube channel. You can just search Chingo Bling now. It's no longer CBTV. You'll find Chingo's stuff. And then RPT Studios. If you just type in RPT Studios, you'll see the red tamale, or you'll see the tamale logo pop up. It's only got the current episode up there. Subscribe to that. That's where more of the, all the other stuff that's non-political / you know, cultural commentary is going to live on there. Maybe we'll think of ways to incorporate.
Wait. Non-political is going to live where?
No, political, my bad.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. My bad.
I'm like, damn, I'm confused in my own company.
No. Yeah, so just go to subscribe to the RPT Studios YouTube channel, and you'll see more content up there.
Yeah, we probably have like 12 subscribers right now, because it's brand new.
No, we have like 100 already.
Oh, 100 already?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, it was like 11. So yeah, shout out to the growth.
Yeah.
Also, as I started the show, and I reminded y'all that I never apologize for none of my shit, because I know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're like, true in your convictions.
I mean, yeah, because a lot of people feel like people misconstrue. They think you don't care about our people because you want sovereignty and border integrity in America, where we live and where we pay taxes and where jihadists are coming in. Bro, I'm reading that book, America's Covert Border War.
Mm-hmm. This is a great subject to kick off, really, man, and break that down, because as I was reading the comments and interactions from the whole, I almost don't want to give this more attention, but we kind of have to talk about it, the whole Tyga on Power 106, because that happened after we recorded.
Yeah, that's where I was headed to.
Okay,
go on.
I saw the audience, I saw the engagement, and I saw the back and forth, and I saw all the debates on Instagram, because then we posted a clip from the episode that was recorded 2 days prior to that. Mm-hmm. And then on YouTube, on the Power 106, which I think they took it down since.
Yeah, they took it down.
And then on Twitter, and then everything. So
that's why we don't play woke games. We do not play woke games.
So please explain on all that. All
right. So let me tie it all together. The moral of the story is, do not play woke games. Wokeness is a virus. It look into the French Revolution. All right. Look into struggle sessions. Look into Maoist China. This little breed of woke that we have, they're really Maoist. They're Maoist. They want to divide. They're Marxist. They want to divide every which way. You will never win. You never bend. You never fold. You never apologize. You never kowtow. Now, there's so much to deconstruct there, right? And I run my mouth. I say a lot of shit. Like, I'm a Texan, and I said my opinion about, like, California street culture and some, you know, penitentiary type stuff. And, of course, you know, some people are like, hey, man, you got to be careful, bro. You know, you playing with fire. You going to mess with the wasp in the hive. All right. So, basically, bro, Gil, American Cholo, he's been notorious past couple weeks because he's almost like, and shout out to Gil. He's been on our show. Mm-hmm. I've been on his. It's cordial as fuck, and we ain't nobody tripping. He's in his 40s. I'm in my 40s. Ain't nobody tripping at all. We're not tripping. Now, he's kind of taken it upon himself and to kind of be like defender of all raza injustice type of thing, right? Because he's stirring up like a, he wants to unify. I know his intentions are good. He wants like more political leverage and political power. And he wants to like, hey, next time Blueface does a rap video and he's called Carne Asada. I never even heard that song, but you know, that was part of it. And then you had YG did a song called Loco and that was part of it. Now Tiger, now he taking it too far. And a lot of people took offense, and you have every right to be offended. That's fine. I really wasn't, but then again, that's me. Well, when you start playing around with the Marxists and the wokes, you know what I mean? It turns on you, and it starts to eat itself. Like, the minute you try to point out some shit, somebody gonna turn around and point some shit out on you. And they done took some clips out of context. They were just misquoting and deleting and editing and cutting away and just making it look and almost putting words in your mouth with your own words coming out your mouth. So some people are like, oh, I've seen enough. This guy's clearly racist. And it's like, you sure you don't want to rewind 2 seconds and fast forward 2 seconds? Oh, no. I saw his lips move and I saw the hard ER at the end and I heard multiple times. And it's like, oh, wait, did they just do to you what they did to me, what they did to Rogan, what they did to Trump, what they're doing to a lot of people? It's easy, especially on YouTube. You can make a whole video like, why Rob G, producer Rob, is Illuminati. And it's like, as you can see, he always rubs his ear with his left hand, and he's a 33rd degree Mason. Yeah, he a Freemason. and he's infiltrating Chingo's studios. He brainwashed Chingo. Now they both on this right wing, alt right, whatever.
Yeah.
People could they can edit it, change the color, put it in slow motion, put dramatic music. It happens every day. I believe Gil like apologized and things like that. We don't play those Marxist games because the same way Tyga apologized, I knew that was going to be a mistake on his part. And I know some people are like, Chingo, are you saying Tyga shouldn't have apologized for being racist to La Raza? First of all, when Tyga apologized for whatever, people are going to hear that he apologized for being racist against Raza, which is not what he was apologizing for. He was apologizing for y'all being offended. He was apologizing that y'all took it wrong. He was apologizing
that he hurt your feelings.
He was apologizing that y'all misconstrued what he was trying to do. Who in their right mind would be outwardly racist on purpose on film and spend money on it and distribute it throughout the internet? Like, who would purposely be like, I hate Mexicans, look at me, I'm making a mockery, diggy diggy dee. Like, when I got in the rap game, I knew that's how they saw us, meaning I knew that our food and our culture was so prominent to how we have been portrayed or whatever that I embraced it. I took those arrows. I came out and said, what rhymes with masa? What rhymes with tamale? What can I say? You know, tamale kingpin / masa dealer. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to make the shit sound fly. You know what I mean? Put the masa in the pot, whatever. So that 10 years later, a Mexican-American artist could be like, okay, we did that already. Now I could just talk about my car and my money and whatever and my gun and my bitch and my house and my pool or whatever kids rap about these days. So I've been in the rap game so long, I've been sonning rappers for so long, I have grandchildren in the rap game. So many are inspired by me, whether they want to admit it or not. So many bit and stole and borrowed. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's a whole nother podcast that we're working on. But anyway, how did I start this rant? I was saying...
Well, the apologies, the Maoists, they're all Maoists, you said.
Yeah, so basically, some people looked at Tyga and they're like, hey, orale, say, you don't really mean it, homie. It's lip service unless you delete the video. And it's like, okay, I guess I'll delete something that I wasn't, you know, everyone insisted, yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. And he's just like, I love Latinos. Why do you think I make these songs? He's like, half of my fans are Mexican. He's like, I see it in my audience. He's like,
the DJ hosting Power 106 is his DJ.
Sour Milk was his DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was his DJ.
Yeah.
I know both of them cats. Just Incredible and Sour Milk.
Yeah.
I know both of them.
That's his DJ.
I used to get paid from Power 106. I used to get like, I forget how much it was, like $1,000 a month for Justin, Just Incredible, to call me on a Thursday and just be like, hey, bud, you ready? Yeah. Let me get in the booth, right? And I'd hop in the booth. He'd be like, all right, bro, here's what we're doing. Here's what I need you to say. It's a Cali Caliente weekend. I'd be like, it's a Cali Caliente.
No
say,
shit.
Yeah, don't say it like that. Say it like, it's a Cali Caliente weekend. And like, a new Xbox. And I'd say it 3-4 times. A new Xbox. A new Xbox. He's like, all right, next line. You know, caller number 9. Basically, they were using my voice, and I was getting paid for it. And Justin was a production guy.
And
I remember Justin telling me, hey, man, we're starting a thing, LA Leakers, me and DJ Sour Milk. And I laughed at the name. I was like, Sour Milk? He's like, yeah, Mexican kid. He's from Rialto, and we got this thing, LA Leakers, and it's going to blow up. And it did. They really good at what they do. Anyway, now Power 106 takes down the video with Gil and Tyga. Why? Some would argue that because recent videos have surfaced of Gil's racism. Is Gil racist? Probably not. Obviously, those clips were taken out of context. The same way them twins from Kansas with a little podcast don't nobody listen to. The same way they tried to do me. When I had 6,000 comments in my IG on one post saying, Orale, you sold out. Que la chingada. Hey, homie. Hey, sock check, fool. Good thing we have Fools Gone Wild and George Lopez to represent us. And, you know, you're hating. Biden's good. He's alert. Whatever. You're all QAnon. Producers I work with, DJs, a lot of people turn their back on me, right?
Yeah.
Because they believe CNN more than they believe their own homeboy. So, real quick, guys, you know, we're all about optimizing over here. We like to have energy. We want you to have energy. We want you to be as focused as possible because we got a lot of work to do. Y'all know we dealing with a lot of stuff in this day and age. So, Rob brought this product to my attention. It's called Magic Mind. I tasted it. It has matcha in it, adaptogens, a little bit of turmeric, ashwagandha. Man, it is a herbal supplement. Bro, I enjoyed it so much that I'm hooked on it, and I want everybody to check out Magic Mind. You could do more and stress less. What all stuff, man? It got like 12 active ingredients, bro.
Yeah, the matcha, the adaptogens, the nootropics, the honey. I absolutely loved it. Before I even introduced it to you, I went ahead and tried it. Did like a little 7-day run like they recommend. Loved it. Told you to try it. You loved it. I got my wife to try it. She wakes up and says, please have my Magic Mind ready next to my coffee. Fantastic. Awesome. You can take it alongside your coffee or replace your morning caffeine with it alone. Mental clarity, sustainable. It tastes really good. Mm-hmm. And it does what it says it's going to do.
Yeah, like matcha already gives you a nice little buzz. But once you talk about nootropics or nootropics, bro, you get a little mind. This is me, personal experience, right? Mm-hmm. This ain't no FDA approved what I'm saying right here, but it gives you a little mind buzz, a nice little focus mind rush. And I absolutely love it. We're going to hook you up. We got a deal for you. When you go to magicmind.co/chingo.
That's right.
You get a deal. All right. They set it up to where the listeners could get a deal. You put in chingo at checkout, and that's going to give you 20% off because we want you to try it. Get your first order, save some money, and see how focused you could get. Back to the show. I didn't apologize not once. Not once, because you don't play like that with Maoists. They want you to have a struggle session. Just look into history. Bolshevik revolutions, Karl Marx. I mean, you can go on and on and on and on. That shit is a cancer that is permeating our society, is brainwashing these kids. We saw a man on the street video. Well, I heard about it. Mighty Soul recapped it for me. I think it was in our Discord, of a man on the street where they're asking people, like, what city is Utah in? And they're just like, oh, I'm not good at history.
Or they'll be like, yeah, I love
who
those.
Is this and what happened here? Like, basic shit. What's 3 times 3 times 3? And they're like, fuck, dude, I'm not good at history. And then, like, who are the Kardashians? Oh, that's easy.
Right.
They're like, Kylie, Kendall, this, and Scott, and the Tristan, and the Chloe, and the, that, and the Travis Barker. He a Kardashian now. And Kanye, and Black China, and Tyga, all of them Kardashians. They know that. So anyway, these are the people you arguing with in the comment section. So he got a taste. It's unfortunate. he was trying to go around and police and be like, hey, Chris DiStefano, you're not allowed to tell. Bro, when I heard him do the clip on Chris DiStefano, I literally had to do a Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of the womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now and our death. Amen. And I was like, you know what? Let me log off. Because I didn't really care. And I'm going to let you go. Because I know.
No. Go ahead. I'm enjoying this.
I'm going to just one more minute. I didn't really care too much about the whole Tiger situation. I was like, and I called it too. I was like, Snow the Prada getting her keyboard out right now. Yeah. And she's super talented at what she does. She's an amazing rapper. She's been a star from the time I met her. She's a star. Killing it independently. It's amazing. But I knew that Raza, a lot of us, bro, we got pinche corazón, way, and especially you got a little tequila in you.
Yep.
And I heard she jumped, and her all her fans, her beehive, they all jumped in Gil's comments. Like, I don't even know what that was about. But I was seeing people's comments like, man, Snow was in here last night and da 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 da. You're never going to be woke enough for the wokes. Like, you're never going to be Maoist enough. You're never going to be Marxist enough. It eats its own. It's like, you apologize. It wasn't enough. We don't believe you. Take it down. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's going to backfire every time. And I don't even know why I brought that up. But
there's just so much that's all intertwined in all that. There's so much to say about it, right?
Yeah.
Because to me, all the people you've described are, I mean, like you said at the beginning, they have good intentions, right? But that doesn't mean that...
Oh, the Chris DiStefano, Erica.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that what they said isn't completely rooted in just blind rage or emotion-filled, you know, reaction.
Mind reading,
all these things. So, like, Snow, I love Snow the Product. I've been listening to her since the beginning of the vlogging days, right? But the thing she says online, I'm like, I don't understand.
What does she say online?
I'm just saying, like, the stuff she'll say about when it comes to, you know, getting on, like, the Gil thing or the Trump thing or the... It just, like, you know, even if it's not direct, it's like, you know what they're meaning by what they said, right? So...
Yeah, like, this country, something.
Yeah, all that... Oh, yeah, exactly.
In this country, you could get AR-15 before you can get an abortion or something like that.
I know you don't know what you're talking about, and it's kind of... And it doesn't even have to be that specifically, but whatever it is.
Yeah, that was just an example of some shit I'll be seeing.
From other people, right? Mm-hmm. But in general, people like that, like... I don't have to, like, and we say this, we don't have to agree with what they say, but at least you would hope that they're somewhat educated on the subject, not just trying to, like, oh, my fans or my audience is getting rallied behind this. I should probably go jump on, you know, I should just basically, you know what I mean?
I feel so free. I'm not beholden. Like, for example, with all this Tiger stuff, it exposed, it's almost like the Marxist dragon or serpent, it reared its ugly head, right? Because... It started turning into Raza attacking Raza over not being outraged to my liking.
Yes.
How dare you not be... Motherfucker. It's like there's some kid named Duno from the Jumper... what is it? No Jumper podcast. They was getting on him. And then they had other Mexican rappers on there. And then they were giving their opinion. And it's like... Where does this go?
What are we doing?
Where does this lead to? And then Gil, like I said, you got to be careful of painting yourself in a corner of being like the Raza Avenger, always looking for injustice, right? Only because you start to get in the territory of like, bro, you're looking at clips out of context. Like, if you're bringing up Chris DiStefano, who we've had on our podcast, I've worked with him before, cool as fuck.
A gem.
I've worked with him before, and he's been right here to this house. And basically, man, he's a funny dude that's a comedian, which when you're a comedian, Gil says it all the time. It's like you have artistic license.
Right.
Bro,
did that go?
When they taught me in high school in art class, when they taught me artistic license, nobody had ever told me this concept throughout my life. And it was in high school. And they're like, yeah, when you're an artist, you can express yourself. You can do things. You can, like, if you want a yellow fucking splatter across your canvas, you can do it. As long as you could justify it, that it has some whatever. Like, you're an artist. You have artistic license. You can experiment. You know, you can express. And it's like, like, you can make mistakes. And anyway, Chris DiStefano, as a stand-up comedian, like, he's there to entertain. He's wild. He's saying funny shit. He told a story. I think it was on his podcast. About some immigrants working in the attic in Staten Island where they live in Shaolin. Is it Long Island or Staten Island? I think he moved to Staten Island. But anyway, he's like, and one of the guys fell. He was complaining about his neck. He's setting you up. He's telling a funny story, right? And then he's like, the guy's complaining about his neck and then this and that. He ain't want to work no more. Da, da, da. He was like making a fuss. And I felt bad and my wife felt bad. Everybody felt bad. Like, oh no, what's going to happen? What do we do? Do we need to get paperwork? What's going on? And then T.T. Jerry, I guess his Puerto Rican girl, her uncle, he's like the godfather.
Yeah.
It's a trans.
Okay. So it's his girl's godfather, now his daughter's godmother, who is the same person. It's a whole thing.
And fresh out of prison, yeah, and all that. Puerto Rican dude, trans, and she, and T.T. Jerry was like, in Spanish, was basically like, hey, do you have papers? No? Okay, back to work. And problem solved. The punchline is, he tried to fool us, but he couldn't fool T.T. Jerry. Yeah. Sometimes you need somebody like T.T. Jerry that could see through the bullshit.
Right.
That's the joke. Did it really happen? We don't fucking know. Did he embellish? Probably.
He posted the video. I saw it happen. He fell through the roof and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Regardless, the guy fell.
It's even funny because it's a real story.
My point ain't did it happen, did it not. My point is, once you start to view the world through the lens of victimhood, you will spot victimization everywhere.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm able to view the world through different lenses, different filters. Sometimes I switch on the economics lens. Okay, with the Tiger video, did Empire pay for this? Who paid for it? You know, what's his contract like? Does he have to come out of pocket for it? Like, just whatever. Cultural consultant, I think Gil had brought up. I even factored in, like, he probably works with some, there's probably some Mexican engineers or somebody in his circle, somebody in his crew. There, he works, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think he was just trying to be funny and goofy and creative and silly, and yeah, he likes dressing up or whatever.
He brought up the Nutty Professor a dozen times on that interview.
Yeah, he was trying to explain, again,
why are you explaining yourself about your art, you know?
Because he's not used to being confronted with Maoist. Yeah. I'm not calling Gil a Maoist Marxist, but like this spirit and this energy, it fucking bites you. You don't play with it. So basically, when Gil brought up the T.T. Jerry, Chris DeStefano story, he's kind of like, yeah, man, this guy, apparently he's a big deal. He's got a big follow on Instagram. And, you know, you could just tell. Mind reading. You could just tell that this is how they are. You know, the people like that, man. That's mm-hmm. what they do. A lot of people out there. You could generalize some, right? A lot of people, they think these immigrants they can't sue you. They ain't got papers. Sure, that's factual. I'm sure there are. That's common.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But when you try to be I guess you need something to talk about on your show.
Yeah.
And you got to maybe put in your take and put your 2 cents on. Yeah, somebody sent me this Chris guy. I don't even know who he is. I don't even know the context of, you know, it's a podcast, right? You know he does this every week. He's just telling silly, stupid, funny story. Yeah. Half the time, he's the punch. 80% of the time,
he is the punchline.
Chris is the punchline.
Yeah, his show's called Chrissy Chaos, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, he does a lot of crazy stuff. But my point is, like, I had to, like, because I almost stuck in my cuchara. I was like, you know what? Let me just leave it alone.
It's hard not to on the comedy scene, like on the comedy side of things.
On that one, yeah. Because I know Chris. And yeah. I wanted to be like, bro, maybe a little bit of context might help clarify, right? Context. Now, when all of a sudden they turn it around on you, and now everyone's calling Gil a racist, that's a hard jacket to take off. Now you're having to prove that you're not a racist. Now everybody cyberbullying you. They're all hopping in the comments. Same shit they did to me. Same shit the media did to Trump. Same shit. They try to do to Rogan. Same shit they try to do to Elon Musk. Oh, he's been problematic. Same shit they did to Tiger. They try to paint him as a racist. How about we don't paint everybody?
Somebody here?
Man, pause.
I guess.
Where was I? Okay. Anyway, the long story short, bro. Because we didn't talk about this shit for like 4 fucking episodes.
Yeah.
It just keeps evolving, and my point is, we're not mind readers.
Yeah.
Don't go accused. That's a very ugly thing to be accused of. They did it to Tiger, now they're doing it to Gil, and now context matters. Now it's like, whoa, hey, you guys aren't mind readers. Let me explain. Hey, you guys are taking stuff out of context. It sucks, don't it?
Yeah.
It sucks. Everybody's getting a taste, and where we're headed in this country with wokeness and Marxism and Maoist and all this crap, it's getting to the point where if you haven't been accused of being racist or transphobic or Islamophobic or anything, then you just ain't been around long enough. But it's coming for everybody.
Yeah, and you said we have been talking about it for a couple of episodes now, and everybody, a lot of people have, right, for the last week and a half or so. But as it was all unfolding, and I was reading the comments and the interactions, like I said, and then even on our clip and our episode of the cultural outrage, right? Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate. And it made me say to myself, like, this reminds me why I much rather literally be talking or like reading and just seeing what's going on with Pelosi's trip to Taiwan and these threats from, you know, geopolitical whatever, versus these comment sections where brown people are getting onto other brown people for not being outraged enough about a tiger video. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, us talking about it the way you just did for the literally half an hour, your explanation for that half an hour of it all is also, I think, kind of almost equally important, because some people will see this, it will get through to them, and they'll be like, they'll snap at like, oh my God, I spent 7 days attacking people on Twitter and YouTube and whatever for outrage.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Like, that somebody can, first of all, when people take stuff out of context, do it to me more. I feel like I've said so many things, you can make a million compilations, and I love running my mouth. I have artistic license, I have free speech, I am a comedian, right? Y'all need to be making more compilations of me, and I'm not going to apologize. You can call me what you want. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, hey, no, I'm not real. Bitch, I know what it is. I know what time it is. Like, nunca les vas a ganar, güey.
No.
These little twins, they live, I know exactly, you know what I'm saying? They over there. They in Kansas. I ain't got to give y'all the coordinates, tía. Stand back, stand by. But they maliciously tried to frame me as a sellout. Malinche, Tio Tom, Traitor, Coconut, whatever. Hey, homie, we're going to trade you for Shia LaBeouf, homie, whatever. Me la pelan bien peladita todos, cabrones. And not once did I bend, did I fold, did I apologize. You didn't hear an inkling of, it's very unfortunate, I apologize, I'm like Trump, Nick. Not once. You see, boy, you think Trump? The closest thing Trump did was, who do you want me to disavow? Give me a name. Give me a name. I'll disavow. I've disavowed many times. Who? Bro, talk about Teflon Don. How many things did they try to throw at Teflon Donnie? Where they're like, he's this, he's that, and boom, boom. Anyway, bitch, bow. And he kept it moving, and he kept China in check. ISIS, want no fucking ISIS. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why we wear this Let's Go Brandon hat. We know these people are compromised. We know the feds cover for them.
Yeah, dude, and it's so mind-blowing. There's so much going on, but like people not seeing some of that, or not even fuck seeing it, just people not wanting to dive into it, right? Like, let's just dig into Red-Handed, or let's dig into any of these books or docs, mm-hmm. or even just articles from independent sources.
The Laptop from Hell.
Laptop from Hell. I mean, name it, right? Mm-hmm.
But American Marxism.
I think we're going in that direction because things are getting so bad. Like, people, like, hate is at an all-time high. Meanwhile, the adults are back, you know? We're unity and we're going to unite.
Obama. We're in a transition. It's not a recession.
Did you see Kyle Dunnigan's newest video?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I haven't seen it, bro.
Do you want me to pull it up now or
sure.
later?
Okay. Yeah, pull it up.
But I'll pull up the video, and then that's going to lead into the first topic on there, what's going on in the UK with social media posts and people getting arrested for it. Did you hear about this?
No, but I'm not surprised. Everybody listening right now, and I guess the segue is, you know, Marxism and all this Maoist bullshit, it's a cancer. America's so divided. Scott Adams wrote a book called Idiot Think, which he's talking about all the problems that people are having in modern society in terms of like debate and stuff, where it's like mind reading is like one whole chapter. Like, you can't sit up here and tell Tiger or Gil that they're racist, like, unless it's, oh well, I heard it with my own two ears, he said it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see anything. You sure you don't need to see a little bit more content?
Positive.
You sure you're telling me that this person who has, like, I believe Gil has, like, biracial grandkids or kids, I don't know, something like that he mentioned, but it's like,
it's a slippery slope, man. That's my whole point.
Nunca les gana.
No, all of this is a slippery slope, and we're seeing that that unfold with other things, and we're going to get into some more of the trans stuff, some more of the speech stuff.
And it somehow connects to Harry Miller, a 51-year-old veteran of the British Army, was arrested for sharing a meme. What was the meme?
Bro, I'm going to pull that up after you watch this video for Kyle Dunnigan.
Okay.
Right, I got to loosen you up a little bit before your blood pressure goes back up, right? So let's kind of...
Hi!
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Huh?
My name is...
Rock your Goggins. Hi!
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
The guy.
The thing.
Hi, kids. You like pie tits? They're not pie tits. You want to see me close both my eyelids?
I get real close. I'm quicker than most.
Let me be clear. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I take my Talkie Joe drugs.
And give super long hugs.
Jesus. She's tapping his arm like, motherfucker, let me go.
Also an ice cream guy. Hi.
My name is
I'm from Scranton.
My name is
Hi, ice cream.
My name is Grub Rival. Stop the tape. I need to be changed.
Maybe get another booster.
Get the fuck out of here. I keep getting it.
Sorry.
My thing didn't pass. Then I fell on my ass. Off a bike that wasn't even going too fast. No, I'm serious. Flew to Crown Pimp Obama. He's a real bad dude. Gave him a little fist bump because I didn't want to be rude.
Gas is still $18.
What are you guys talking about? It's all right. The economy's strong. And I couldn't be prouder of my boy Hunty's dog. I'm the next guy. So stop your searching. And if you don't vote for me, you ain't a black guy person.
Hi.
What?
Who are you?
Who?
How'd you be in here?
Jabrock Jabriden. Thank you, and God bless America. Smile at camera.
Smile.
Sniff, sleepy, who's my name? Hunty and the big guy. DC Records.
Tell me that's not the funniest thing you've seen this week.
Coming from Chingo Bling, that was amazing.
That's
coming from me, bro.
That's so good.
That's coming from me. That's the motherfucker that don't apologize to the woke mob.
Compliments of the highest accord.
The woke mob and la pela. That was amazing. That was so good. Y'all have to go watch that. Kyle Dunnigan.
Yeah, Kyle Dunnigan comedy on Instagram.
Want to see me close both my eyelids? I get in real close. I take a sniff.
Proud of my
he's
son.
A bad he's a bad dude.
Oh, the
I gave him a
thing.
Fist bump. I don't want to be rude.
What are you guys talking about over there?
I fell off a bike. Wasn't going too fast.
I fell on my ass on a bike that wasn't going too fast.
Okay. So what kind of meme did this British Army veteran post?
I'll do you one better. I'm actually, there's a video of his arrest. Okay. Now, if you can make sense of this in any way, please, maybe, because people will probably chime in somewhere and be like, well, you don't understand what he caused, you know, danger and drama and whatever the fuck.
Because Hampshire police would realize how ridiculous this is.
The gulags, huh?
What did it need to come to?
Tell us why you escalated it to this level. Because I don't understand. I posted something that he posted. You come to arrest me, you don't arrest him. Why has it come to this? Why am I in cuffs? Because of something he shared, then I shared.
Because someone has been caused, obviously, anxiety based upon your social media site.
Anxiety?
That's why you've been arrested.
So I read it. So Parliament, apparently, I don't remember what year, I might have put it in there. But so the quote from the tweet is, someone has been caused anxiety based on your social media post, and that's why you're being arrested, British policing 2022. I think I quoted the segment of the Parliament that says whatever social media online interactions could create a situation where you get arrested.
So Manny Prado had mentioned about a similar law in a lot of Latin American countries where Marxism and socialism and communism is spreading. And I think he said that is it Nicaragua, Chile? I don't know where. It's La Ley Cibernética, which is basically like an excuse to censor you.
Mm.
And as you guys know, I don't know if y'all been noticing, but free speech is under attack in America. Now, this is Great Britain. This ain't even America. So their law is called the Malicious Communications Act. And apparently he retweeted an image of four pride flags arranged to look like a swastika. It's the trans one.
This was another one. That's actually the next story. It was another actor. So maybe I didn't quote it above that anywhere.
What do you mean? Somebody else posted that?
No, yeah, that was actually another British actor, I believe, who posted that one. So that's the next
story.
And then
Harry Miller retweeted it? Because that's what you know. It said Harry Miller was arrested on July 20th for retweeting an image of four... It's the trans pride flag.
Oh, then maybe it was.
That's the one.
Okay, yeah, I might have had it mixed up. But here's actually, so this is that one right there. So he retweeted
there it
that.
Is.
So this is from Lawrence Fox, sparks outrage for posting swastika symbol made from pride flags. So I don't know if the two stories are related, but this also leads into the next story where, you know, he posted this and there was a lot of outrage from that as well.
Yeah, maybe the point he's trying to make is this is fucking Nazis all over again. They're just hiding under a rainbow because they're pressuring you. They're punking you. I don't know. I'm trying to like read his mind.
Oh, further down, the originally passed by Parliament in 1988. Read that one right there.
Okay. This Malicious Communications Act originally passed by Parliament in 1988 and amended in 2001 to include internet communications. And then legislation.gov.uk, quote, any person who sends to another person any article or electronic communication which is of an indecent or grossly offensive nature, according to who, right, is guilty of an offense if his purpose or one of his purposes in sending it is that it should cause distress or anxiety to the recipient or to any other person to whom he intends that it or its contents or nature should be communicated. I'm reading the gulag. Let me say this word right. How you say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Archipelago?
Pretty good, yeah. Archipelago.
Say it again.
Archipelago?
Well, they told me don't say CH.
Really?
That's what Giovanni and them in Discord.
Archipelago?
Or okay. They probably say archipelago. I don't know. Anyway, the gulag book.
Just stick to archipelago.
Bro, they were arresting people for just dumb anything. They would show me the man, I'll show you the crime. That's what this sounds like.
And again, going back to me saying the slippery slope, that's what it starts elsewhere. It will get here eventually. The radical left or whatever you want to call them.
Because they're convincing people that
exactly.
You're a victim, you're offended, take it down, delete it. I know what you meant. You hurt my feelings, take it down.
Remember safe spaces from 10 years ago or 8 years ago?
Honestly, I never really paid attention to that.
These safe spaces have been around for a long time.
What does that mean?
It means that schools, for instance, would have a place where if you felt uncomfortable or you felt endangered by somebody's speech or whatever, or actions in school, they would give you a closet, basically, or a fucking bubble where you can go and just be with yourself, be with your feelings, and, you know, feel less triggered.
Now they put in, kitty litter in the restroom for kids who identify as cats. So
furries.
Furry, whatever. They don't identify as cats?
I mean, they probably do, but it's for the furry community in general. Because it could be anything else that goes in the litter box, if you think about it. Maybe our fox. But
it's fucking retarded. And y'all can take that out of context if y'all want. I'm going to give y'all... What episode is this, bro?
I should have put it at the top. Did I not?
203? Barely?
204.
Okay. This 204 episodes of this podcast alone. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff y'all could go through. Take your time, twins. Take your time. Stay on my nuts. Y'all stay on my, you know what, on the chile. Y'all on the chile so hard. Y'all try to psychoanalyze everything. I will never, ever apologize. And to everybody listening, what would you do if the authorities come to your house saying, hey, man, you posted this meme. Come with us.
What would you do, dude, if we got to that?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm slightly thrown off. Everybody knows me, knows that I'm not all there.
Oh, like, I need the drop. I'm kind of retarded.
Everybody that knows, put it in there, knows that I'm slightly thrown off. You have to be slightly thrown off to be Chingo Bling, the Tamale King, Mr. Red Pill Tamales, episode 203.
That's true.
The average motherfucker would have apologized, excuse my language, would have apologized and bent and folded and explained from day one. Sorry, Raza. I'm sorry. You're right. I voted for Biden. I'm sorry. No, you're right. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I voted for Trump. I'll go back and change my vote.
And I'm going to go back to the next Beto rally. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm going to drink soy milk and watch The View. And I'm going to give up my guns. I'm sorry. No. So I can't tell you what I would do in this situation. Yesterday, my brother-in-law was explaining to me, like, hypothetically, the legalities of, let's just say, you got the baby Glock in the fanny. And there's an active shooter at the mall, and you there with your family, and you got to take them out. Like, all the repercussions of, there's some things you got to consider, and da 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 da. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the law.
Yeah.
I live in reality.
Yeah.
That's the law. That's cool. Yeah, yeah. Don't watch where you shoot. You don't shoot nobody, an innocent person. Yeah, I got. Okay, that. Yeah, for sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, we're trying to preserve life.
Make sure. Yeah, make sure you could deal with the legalities, because the family's gonna do a civil suit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All the lefty Larrys are gonna paint you as the bad guy. Okay, cool. That's what's up. That's, we'll deal with that later. The video of these people arresting this man for a meme reminds me of the, did you see the one where the ATF guy went to someone's door and was like, hey, I'm doing the routine.
Oh yeah, we played it on the podcast.
It's a different one.
Oh, it's a different one.
A different one. Well, he's like, I could send it to you if you want. But basically, cause it's really good. The dude goes up to the door like, hey man.
If you guys hear tools, there's this construction going on next door. Sorry, go ahead. I had to say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the person, the homeowner, says, okay, cool, I'll go get my guns. Hang on 1 second. Calls the cops and says, hey, man, there's a dude outside my door impersonating an officer asking for my guns.
Mm.
Hang on 1 second. Boom, cops show up. Hey, man, get on the ground. I'm a federal agent, bro. You're making a huge mistake. Get on the ground. You're not listening. Get on the ground. I need you to get on the ground. We'll figure that out later. Get on the ground. Dude, y'all making a big mistake, bro. I'm a federal agent. Get on the ground, bro. I'm telling you right. I'm a federal agent. Dude, don't tase me, bro. Oh, I can't breathe. It was like the simulation was serving up a crazy scenario where he's saying he can't breathe. Now he's talking about his wife's pregnant. The guy started fearing for his life.
All of the scenarios from the past 10 years came together, this one guy.
Yeah, hands up, don't shoot.
The whole thing.
Everything.
Take me out of the car.
Everything.
Put me on the ground.
Everything.
All the lines. All the one-liners. Holy shit.
Yeah, bro.
I was looking in the Discord while you were talking, because somebody had posted something, and I searched by ATF, a video of how to deal with the ATF, but that's not the one. It was, I guess it's a guy explaining, Aaron Nye on Twitter, explaining how to deal with the ATF if they come to your door. I guess it wasn't on our Discord, but that also led me to the gun buyback program here in Houston. Did you see the clips from the local news?
No.
I didn't pull it up just because I couldn't believe that people were doing this, but you saw law-abiding citizens just, you know, talking to whatever, KHOU, whatever it is, like, yeah, you know, we're just, I think it's better for the community that we don't have our firearms in our home anymore.
Everybody listening, do yourself a favor. Go down the rabbit hole of Corleone Noir. I haven't seen a bad Corleone Noir video.
Never.
I've never seen a lackluster, half-ass,
that guy's
waste of time video.
My wife didn't know who he was, and she knows way more about guns than I do. She's experiencing all that. She was like, she actually asked me, who's Corleone Noir? And I explained, she's like, oh, I actually follow him, but I never see his content. I go, you need to turn on the bell notifications, because this shit will not pop up.
Yeah, bro.
A lot of people's won't.
Bro, he was on there. I mean, oh, he did one video where, what is her name? Is it Kiki Shepherd? No, that's the lady that used to host Apollo. Fuck.
Sunny Hostin?
No. Sunny Hostin is the hating ass
right, person. Right,
okay, no, this is, my wife's right out this door and she knows the name. Kiki Shepherd, I think that's
the name.
It
sounds right.
Yeah, so I might have fucked up the name. Comedian, right? She used to be on The View. I guess either she's back as a guest or something. But she said, and I'm just give y'all the paraphrase. She basically said, well, I recently bought a firearm. I go to the gun range with my homegirls every other week. She said, during the pandemic, I felt hopeless and helpless. I have my son. And she's like, I'm physically not, I don't know combat martial arts. I'm not going to be able to fuck up an assailant. She's right. Like, I feel so empowered. And of course, earpiece, View, ABC, Disney, CCP. Bitch, y'all know what to do. Get on her. So they're just like, Sunny with her fake nose, her Mr. Potato Head,
ugh.
Michael Jackson nose. People, stop messing with your face. She was like, well, statistics show that you're 60% whatever more likely to shoot yourself or a loved one. And then Joy Behar is like, well, I'm a big gun control person. And once the blacks start to get the guns, you're going to see the gun control. And it's like, what, lady? And they're trying to shame. First of all, bro, the audience, they clap, they laugh for everything. The minute homegirl said, well, I bought a gun and I'm empowered and I like it. And I did training. She's like, I practice. Me and my friends, we bond. We go together. We go every other week. I feel confident. I feel like I can protect. Well, all of a sudden the audience don't clap. They're not behind her. Her the people up on the panel are trying to shame her. Like, yeah, no. Before we cut to commercial, I just want to say some statistics that, you know, just it's like y'all hating on the fact that she says she feels empowered. Like, what part of the game is this?
I don't understand. Did Joy Behar really say that once the blacks get the guns?
She didn't say the blacks, but she was like, I'm a big gun control person. And
she did say that originally. She's like, once black people get guns.
She said it again.
Oh my God.
She started off by saying, I'm big into gun control. And then at the end of her little soliloquy, she says, and once more black people start to arm themselves, you're going to see a lot more gun control. And it's like, you're saying that your side is racist? Is that what you're saying? That people like you that are against guns? Colleen Noir really breaks it down to all the fake myths, the fake statistics, how they include, I think, suicides are included in gun violence.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I mean, they will lie to you with statistics. He started breaking it all down. He said, look, he said, when you have a minority community, a small, small percentage of people in that community are the thugs, the gangsters, the robbers, the criminals, the ones that'll kick your dough in. Them guys are the bad guys with the guns.
Right.
Now, if you disarm the vast majority of people in the hood, lower income, whatever, if you disarm them, they're by proximity, they right up on the bad guys that doing they're kicking the doughs in. So that's a disservice to these minority population.
Right,
and
right.
So on. He was just breaking it down like, look at the nerve of these people.
Dude, it's unbelievable. Hard segue here as we start getting to the end of the episode. We have Agent of the Month to talk about today.
Oh, shit.
We had our poll up. If you guys aren't in the Discord, again, join, jump in there. Juan Big Stoner, all right? AC Mata and Stevie Capone. The only one, like last month, the only one that hit it was our Agent of the Month, Scribe. And this month, finally, fourth time was a charm, Juan Big Stoner.
He's oh, on. Yeah, they did him like Bernie, bro.
For the last three elections.
So did he win?
He won.
Okay, yeah, that's what's
so
up.
So he is, man, our August Agent of the Month.
We should have an applause button right there.
Well, I believe we do.
Woo, there it is.
Yeah.
Look at the production value.
What?
Hit him with the lower thirds. Look at that. Subscribe.
Oh, it can only do it when it's
you
on
see here. These Let's Go Brandon hats? You can get them right now, chingobling.com. I got my logo on the side. Look at that. Look. Hold on, I got the flag on one side.
We got the flag side. And the logo. Where are those at? I haven't seen those.
Huh?
I haven't seen those.
The hats?
Yeah.
I ordered a bunch. I got them made.
Word.
They're on my website, chingobling.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I hadn't seen it in person. It looks good.
Is
it
sir.
Snapback, right?
Yeah, snapback. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to represent, bro. Everybody knows Buddy is illegitimate, bro. Feckless, ain't all there. I mean...
What are your two cents on him getting the vid? What do we call it? Whatever El Chupacabra is for
La
a second Ronia. Time. La Ronia.
Got it two times, man. Back to back. I mean,
fuck
you
out
know,
of my face. I keep getting it, man.
I'm getting it.
Maybe you need another shot.
Get the fuck out of my face. I keep getting it, man.
I keep getting it. I mean, first of all, I looked on Twitter today, see what was trending. Now they talking about monkeypox is airborne.
I also heard that it's the what's her name? Was it Wen something Wen? She the one that's always on CNN, the doctor. Or whatever, correspondent.
Uh-huh.
She wants to, she's like calling for to make it a national emergency. 95 days from the elections, just saying.
Yeah.
Coincidental, I guess, maybe.
So fucking stupid. Anyway, and all the Raza, I think Raza probably tuned out by now, besides, you know, the real deal RPT listeners. But your run of the mill, they done had enough of my antics. They've already tuned out. But if you're still listening, I mean, just look at the hypocrisy. You know, like Biden was the same guy shilling for Pfizer and Big Pharma. Like, they tried to mandate an experimental drug.
I love when it's the guys at the Roe v. Wade things and the girls are like, yeah, you should be able to kill your baby whenever you want. This
or like
the
government shouldn't tell you what to do with your body.
He
right?
asks like no. six people in a row. They're like, yeah, no, for sure. This, that, and the other. I've had to, and every girl should be able to. Yeah, yeah, girl, yeah.
Yeah.
So what about medical mandates?
Should the government be able to tell you what to do with your body then?
I thought that was a cricket button.
Yeah.
They're all just quiet. I have them labeled with something else. Anyway, those are the best ones because they're all literally just looking at each other, dumbfounded, like, "What do we say? What do we say? Are we for medical mandates? No, right? Yes? I don't know,
Bro, shout out to Governor DeSantis and also his Surgeon General of the state. I forget his name, but they were right all along. Like, kids need to be in school. Like, don't send the old folks back into the old folks' home once they catch it. Like, just common sense stuff. Not nothing that Cuomo was doing in New York. Not nothing that Good Morning America and ABC, CBS, all, you know, MSNBC, they were all telling you the opposite. Death Santis. And all these, dude, all the libs that live in Florida who reap the benefits of a strong economy, like, they didn't really shut down as long. I know barbers and stuff, they had to shut down for like a month. They had to go incognito, like put a fucking tela on the window and you know, speakeasy style. You got to know the passcode, get your hair cut. And all these libs, I live in Florida, I've met a few. They reap the benefits of Governor Beast Mode, a.k.a. DeSantis.
True.
And they hate him. They don't appreciate it.
They don't even know why.
They don't even know why. Opinions get assigned. I bet if they lived in Cali and their business was shut down and they couldn't go to work and you just borderline communist, you got to wait on your check from your government, they probably would have woke up then.
It's special. I mean, you say, you know, opinions assigned, don't know how to think independently. I don't know the guy's name, but the guy, the black guy with the Q-tip wig that's always talking about the Constitution's trash and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. The Constitution's trash.
Did you see the most recent clip about Herschel Walker?
No, they love having him on, though, because... Bro. He's going to say what they want.
Tell me if you spot the irony in this clip as quickly as people in the comment section did. Wait, sound. Instagram.
Because Walker has the backing of the Republicans. Now you ask, why are Republicans backing this man who's so clearly unintelligent, who so clearly doesn't have independent thoughts? But that's actually the reason. Walker's going to do what he's told. And that's what Republicans like. That's what Republicans want from their Negroes, to do what they're told. And Walker presents exactly as a person who lacks independent thoughts, lacks an independent agenda.
Mind reading.
Election.
Bro.
Mind reading.
Oh my God, it's so
That's what Republicans want. That's why this Q-tip head, that's why he's always on TV. I was eating my breakfast at the hotel in Denver, I believe. And they were playing the propaganda on TV, and they had this little guy on. It might have been MSNBC, what they had playing. And I'm just like, I couldn't even finish my food. I'm just looking around at everybody else like, are y'all seeing this fucking propaganda early in the morning?
And they're all just with their head down, kind of like,
like we already in the gulags and shit. Like, what you in for, man? I posted a meme, big dog.
I gave my neighbor anxiety.
Yeah, I posted something and someone got triggered on the other end when they saw it on my Twitter.
So as we wrap this one up, I want to talk about this on the next episode for our patrons on Thursdays and Fridays. Sign up if you haven't signed up, patreon.com/redpilltamales. I came across photos. So my question to you is, when, because we're talking about, you know, the national emergency is the Chango Pox and all these things, and we still got the vid going around and midterms are coming up. 2 years later now, remember when you did the thing with the Chronicle where you guys were working out in the back with the masks on and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
How long after that, or how soon after that, do you think you were kind of like, this is all bullshit, they're painting DeSantis as a fucking monster when he's really not? Like, none of this doesn't make sense. Why isn't anybody asking questions? Do you remember, maybe? I mean, it's been a while, but do you know how long after that?
How long after that? What with DeSantis?
You kind of cleared up where it was like you saw the games that the legacy media was playing on people like DeSantis.
Ah, man, it's hard to line up the timeline of it all.
Yeah.
But it's probably like right around the same time.
Yeah, like shortly after that, you're like, man, this is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah. Because, I mean, fake news, they'll frame you. Like a lot of, like I said it before, when people are like, maybe Trump needs to sit this one out because he has so much baggage. We should probably have DeSantis be the guy to run. It's like, they're going to do the same thing they did to Gil, that they did to Tiger, that they did to me, that they did to Elon Musk, that they did to Rogan, that they did to Trump. They're going to do it to DeSantis, and they're going to just put... And we're here with someone who... close to the matter, and we have an expert here who's going to medically diagnose him from afar, and DeSantis is clearly a dictator, and this is the America the Republicans want, Rob. This is the America that, this is what they want. This is what the alt-right, the insurrection is still happening, and you're gonna have to probably fight your neighbor, and Like, that's what they're going to do.
For all the times I've said, and I still stand by it, DeSantis would be a great candidate in 2024. I still think, honestly, Trump has to do it. It has to also, hopefully, in my opinion, win. And then we'll kind of transition into a medium version of him with DeSantis, right? Depending what happens. It's an eternity from now. But, yeah, that's just my prediction. That's how I think it should go down. He's got to go off of the momentum. He's got to go off everything that's happened. There's still a lot of things that need to be legitimately investigated and talked about.
What do you mean?
I mean, the Capitol thing and all the witch hunts and all of the social media stuff. You know, everything that's going on right now that's kind of being pushed from the left as anti-democracy, anti-America. It's divided. It's systemic this. It's all this nonsense. Hopefully, Trumpitas comes in and be like, all right, look. You took away basically a year of my 4 years. I did 3 years as president. Hoax after hoax after hoax. Still had probably, if you think of like the peace that we had and you think of the stability in the country, in my lifetime, I'm 32, right? It's literally the best, I would say. I would have to say.
Too bad Raza don't see that. They're going to be the last ones to realize it.
I hope not. I hope this podcast has a part of that changing by 2024. Like, we have 2 years.
We need more, obviously, independent thinker,
yeah.
Raza.
Yeah.
I feel like we need less big city, Raza, because some of these big blue dots.
Yeah.
And it might sound like I pick on certain cities or certain counties, but like Houston alone, where I live, is full of, yeah. Oh my God, Lena Hidalgo. Oh my God, you got to vote for this person because they're brown. You got to vote for this person because they got a Spanish last name. They're corrupt.
Yeah.
You know, You gotta vote for this guy. Oh, he'd be a great mayor because he's a minority.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a lesbian. She'd be a great mayor. You fucking idiots. Get past the identity politics already. You know what I'm saying?
I do, dude. Trust me. Speaking of to the choir. But we'll leave him with that, man. Where are you going to be next?
I'm headed to Phoenix, Arizona. Don't miss it. I may not go next year. If they don't give me a weekend next year, I really ain't got no business pulling up.
You've been warned.
Yeah. So chingobling.com, man, get your tickets now. I run my mouth. Enjoy stand-up comedy unfiltered, uncensored, while you still can, because Netflix ain't gonna give it to you.
Newsletter, chingobling.com. Sign up for the newsletter, please, and be a part of the community. Even if you haven't paid to be a part of the premium content, sign up for the free newsletter.
And if you want to sponsor the podcast with the biggest nuts, email us if you want to sponsor. If you have a business, if you got a product, if you want some product placement, if you want your product right here, if you want us to drink your beverage,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? If you got a coffee company, mm-hmm. If you got apparel, we'll rock it, we'll drink it, we'll consume it, we'll put it on display.
Only stipulation is you got to be America first.
Yeah. And another thing too is this studio. I mean, I have to put together the whole proposal of like from some sales type shit. But like, let's just say pretend Geico is like, we love what you guys are doing. We want to give y'all some bread every month. Just call it the live from the Geico studios.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's possible. Exclusive furniture studios, gallery furniture studios, like name like a Chevrolet dealership or somebody.
Classic
live. It's RPT coming at you live from the Classic Chevrolet Studios. Logo pops up. Anyway, that's my sales pitch.
Listen to Michael Berry. That's who he works with.
Yeah. Classic. Michael Berry's in Aspen right now.
Word.
Yeah, they summer in Aspen.
Nice.
That's what I'm trying to get to, man. I'm trying to get to that level where...
Trying to ski?
Where you summer in Aspen.
I like it.
Like, he's like, oh, you back home dealing with humidity, big dog? Ugh. He's like, bro, you got the biggest Latino political podcast. What are you doing? Why are you not summering somewhere?
Well, they love hate me, so I don't know. It's taking
I'm like,
some time.
Hey, man, Raza is some of the most close-minded, gullible... Some of the most.
There's gonna be so many clips, by the way. I'm calling it now, taking it out of context.
Please
from this
do
one episode.
Please do. I've said a lot of stuff. I said Raza, some of the most racist people on earth. Here, if you didn't catch that clip, I'll give it to you one more time. Get your editing software ready. Ready? Okay. Ready? Get it ready. Okay. Raza is some of the most racist people on this earth. Y'all can fact check me. Here, take that out of context. Have your pick. Go at it. I will never apologize for anything. All right, y'all be safe. Peace. Se la lavan. Sas.